Jay Caulfield, top of the hour, joins us for the whole hour, breaking down a stunning Penguins defeat, swept out of the first round. Now there are two chances to win the 93.7 The Fan and Total Sports Enterprises at the Mall at Robinson. However, tune in this Friday to The Fan Morning Show for your chance to win a mystery signed 8x10 photo, and then tune in to Pony and Muller for your chance to win a $50 in-store credit. Be sure to head over to tseshop.com for all your Steel City must-haves. Let's go to Joe and Brentwood. We were talking about who, if you're the Penguins, are you making totally untouchable, other than Sid, obviously, this offseason? Go ahead, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So I think that I get your list of untouchables, but I think you guys are missing the mark a little bit, because I think they're going to have to do a Reese McGuire, Francisco Liriano trade like the Pirates did. They're going to have to give up some young players to take on some of these contracts. Nobody's going to take these guys. And yeah, you can get a bad contract. I think the best thing to do is to maybe send somebody you don't want to send. It's hard to do, but it's probably the right thing to do long term.
Hey, we got you, but pal, we're having a hard time hearing you with your phone. Thank you for the call.
Well, that's kind of Florida.
He's basically saying dump, you know, to get rid of some of your big money guys, you got to might and lure, trade a younger guy with it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what Florida did, I think. They wanted to get rid of Bukestad's contract, and Jim Rutherford was smart enough to go aggressively after McCann. I think that's how he got McCann,
right.
Honestly.
Right, you're right.
And now they're stuck with Bukestad, by the way, as we go through the roster here, Ron. Let's do it.
But things, you know what, though? How quickly things change, though. Was it 3 weeks ago we're saying, oh, that Bukestad-McCann trade was tremendous?
No, I mean, the McCann part of it,
Bukestad
it is
was
enough.
Fitting in pretty good, too,
he was
for
okay.
A while.
I remember saying about Bukestad 4 weeks,
but man,
3 weeks.
Man, I didn't notice him one time in the playoffs.
Yeah, 3 weeks after they got him, I said, he's intriguing to me, but would he basically crawl through fire to win a playoff series? Doesn't strike me as that kind of guy. Now that a playoff series is done, he really doesn't strike me as that kind of guy. So let's go through the roster, Ron, all right? Just give me a yes or a no, and then maybe a succinct reason.
On whether he'll be back?
On whether he should be. If you're going through the roster, this, and we're going to assume that you can get a decent deal for the guy, right? I realize okay. that's a mitigating factor with everybody. You don't just give certain guys away. Jack Johnson accepted, in my opinion. So we are Lemieux, Burkle, Sully, and Rutherford sitting down in a room. Which one would you like to be, Ron, of those? I'll be Mario.
I'll be happy to be Burkle.
Okay. All right.
Burkle with a B as in billionaire, not millionaire, billionaire. I'll be very happy being him.
I'll take Mario's life. Thank you. All right. Here we go. We start out with Gino and Sid, and then right away we come upon a doozy, and that is Phil Kessel.
I just think it's time. I think it's time. They've been trying to move him for a couple years. I know that for a fact, looking at it very aggressively. I just think it's time. I think he's a guy that wears out his welcome with the coaching staff. I don't know what you're going to get for him. That might be one of those ones.
Yes or no, Ron? You look at it ruthlessly?
Yes, he's gone. I can explain it.
Yes, he's gone.
Yes.
Okay.
Man, I'll tell you. Okay, yes.
After ruthlessness here.
Well,
no wishy-washy. I already said it.
I wasn't wishy-washy.
I already said it. You know, maybe they'll get something for him. Maybe they won't. Is he gone or not?
Yes. No. Should he be gone?
Should he be? Yeah.
That's different than is he
gone? No, I'm not asking you, is it going to happen? But in your mind, is he gone?
Yes.
Okay. Yes for me, too. And I haven't said that yet. In all of Phil Kessel's time here.
You've defended him.
But I think he comes with a bit of an expiration date. And it seemed...
All right, no, just yes or no. I don't want any explanation.
No, I started with the yes or no.
I wanted no explanation.
No, I was
yes.
Very clear. Start with a yes or no, then give me a succinct
explanation. I don't get to have some verbiage here. You aren't either.
No, your verbiage was, well, I don't know what you get for him. I don't know about this. I don't know about that.
I
don't know about this.
I
don't know about that.
His shelf life has expired.
Yes or no?
That's what I'm asking you.
Yes.
Yes.
I already said it, and I get to have a brief explanation. That's not wishy-washy. I think his expiration date, I think he comes with one. And I think him and the coach, it's going to get to the point of one or the other eventually. And I think you move him. Patrick Hornquist.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
No, I clearly asked Ron for a succinct explanation.
Yes. Makes a lot of money. I'm worried about his concussion history and wasn't the same player after the latest concussion.
No, for me. because I think he can have a bounce back year, and I think he is going to be largely unmovable because of that contract. I just think he is.
Again, you're going against your premise to start with that you can get a reasonable deal in return.
I don't think you can here. That's the thing.
You make up rules as you go along.
No to Hornquist, but really because I think he's still a spiritual leader on the team.
No doubt.
I don't think his season was as bad, or his playoff for that matter, as horrendous as everybody wants to make it out to be. On the other hand, I wonder about how Sully feels about him right now. He ripped him off the top power play, never put him back with Sid. He seems to be in limbo right now, right?
Sullivan has always really liked him and defended him.
Yeah, but his actions this year were not, if you're Hornquist, right, you'd be wondering. Nick Bjugstad.
He should be gone, yes.
I say yes.
Makes a lot of money.
Any other reason?
I thought he brought some stuff right after the trade, but faded in the stretch and was invisible in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm saying yes, yes, yes to these guys. I realize they're not going to get rid of everybody.
I know.
I understand that.
But who have you said yes to? Hornquist, Kessel, and Bjugstad.
That's 3 for 3 so far.
Yeah. 3 for 3. I hear you on Bjugstad, too. I don't think he's a player I necessarily want to move ahead with. I just don't. Now, they talked about eventually maybe him being a winger, maybe, who knows, for Sid or something, and you slot McCann in as your third-line center, but I'm making that decision, and it's a yes, move on. Jared McCann.
Definitely keep.
Agree.
Young, lot of promise.
Zach Aston-Reese.
I'm keeping him, too. I like how he plays. I don't think he had necessarily a great playoff, but who did? I'm keeping him.
Cullen's gone, I would think. Would you?
He's retired. I think that's a retirement. I think he makes the call for them.
Gensel, untouchable for both of us. Did I mention? Wait, who was the last one before that? Aston-Reese, you said yes to.
Yes, yes.
I say yes to him as well. Now, he's not a burner by any means, but I think he's a quality young player who was rushed back for the playoffs.
He's had some really bad luck with injuries.
The great Dominic Simone.
He does nothing for me. He'll be back. Coach seems to love him, but I don't care one way or the other, so I'd say yes.
You'd say yes, you want him here?
No, I'd say yes, he'd be gone.
Yes, I would too.
I would too. He will not be.
Yeah, not only will he not be, he'll be skating top line. He'll be the top line by himself.
Top line.
Simone at center, left wing, and right wing. Yes, he should be gone.
And an owner, own a fraction of the team after a certain point, as you've pointed out.
At least half. Teddy Bluger.
I'm keeping him. I like him. I don't know that the coach does, but I do.
So do I. Garrett Wilson.
He's a free agent. I think he's going to move on. I don't think that's up to them. I think he'll be gone.
He's functional. Is he an unrestricted?
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's one of the few guys.
I'd give it a shot. I would say keep him. All right, Ron. We'll do the defense next. I like that. You made a sweeping change there among the Penguins forwards. Kessel, Hornquist, and who else?
Simone. And there's one more, too, right?
And Bjugstad. I like that.
Again, I'm making the changes. I don't think those guys will all be gone.
Do you think Kessel will be gone?
I do.
412-928-9370. It's been ruthless so far going through this roster. Let's look at the defense and the goaltending coming up.